opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation. WTBQ.
Happy Friday, everybody, and thank you for hanging out with us here again on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And in this lovely, lovely Friday, I have the lovely Melissa McCoy from Ability First. She's a Chief Advancement Officer, and FYI, people, she is my 2014 sister in achievement. I say that every time, you know, I have a sister in achievement with me because to me it was a big deal, and
it's
a good thing to talk about. So, Melissa, we're out here in Warwick. We want to talk about Ability First.
Beautiful day out here.
Oh, God, I know. The drive-in is always awesome. I say this to everybody. I lived in Orange County for 20 years. I live in the city of Middletown. And driving into Warwick, I enjoy every time I do it.
It was beautiful coming out this way. It's from Cornwall area.
So, Ability First. Yeah. Tell us what you do there and tell us about it. There are a lot of exciting things going on with Ability First that I know we want to cover.
There are.
We want to give people a little background on, you know, how you came to be there and what it's about.
So if I try and put as much into a small amount of words, we are a not-for-profit organization. Began in 1962, as many not-for-profits are, a group of families or individuals wanting other resources to fit a need, and this was for their children with disabilities. Hence, a small group that started back then. You fast forward to today, and we are now 600 employees providing services to over 1,400 individuals who are coming to primarily our Dutchess County location from six different counties in the area and 22 different school districts. So that includes a continuum of care through life, starting at as young as 2 or 3 years old, going into our preschool programs, our school programs, moving at the age of 21, which is when you transition to the adult population in the Office for People with Developmental Disabilities in New York State. And then in that area, there's a host of needs, items to support your needs, including residential services, day programs, community rehabilitation, and those are in forms that meet the individual's interest, which is certainly the focus from birth through life of what that individual needs, and as they can, start to communicate what their interests are and where they want to see their lives go. Mm-hmm. Person-centered planning is certainly where we work very closely with them or their advocates or family to direct those decisions or those options that can be a part of their day. So starting back when they're young, it's identifying their needs. Strengths is what we focus on, what we all focus on, rather than focus on that disability and what can we do to strengthen who they are and where their future will take them. And that includes communication and connection with the community and allowing them opportunity to have a business vocational experience, live amongst others in the community. So gaining that independence, that freedom, certainly allows them to do that. So we've grown significantly since we began, and we are still focused on serving those with intellectual and developmental disabilities, but their world is part of a community. So our programs are very much focused on community inclusion and being a partner with those in the community.
Gone are the days where people that had those disabilities were either put in a, you know, in a home or in a dark corner and just, you know, kept it to the side and not really focused on. And I like the fact how things have evolved now, and they have people have grown to realize that these individuals want to be just like everyone else. They are just like everyone and everyone else. And they want to experience music, and they want to experience art and life, and they want to do their own thing, and it's about finding ways to have them live normal, happy lives, because that's all they really want to do.
Absolutely. And so that is a partnership of us having those relationships in the community, just to bring awareness, be their advocates, and truly be their storyteller, so that we can get past any fear that community members or businesses or organizations have about, you know, what those challenges are. Certainly, there's more and more information out there that helps to educate the community, and those are great vehicles and partnerships for all of those who serve this population to help move the needle in them being another person within the community, and certainly understood and respected as well.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they want to have their own independence. They want to have their own place to live. They want to work. They want to be useful. They want to be a part of the community. And this, having these types of programs that helps them from the beginning through the progression of life and aging and to the point where they retire,
We have that those as well. It does go right up through senior programs, and some of those environments as in any senior environment might have more medically frail needs as they get older. So if you stop and think, not everyone can go through, let's say, a program in the community and be reading at a typical level and such. So sometimes there's an understanding that an organization or a club can be a little bit of adaptive, whether it's a physical adaptation, which we're more familiar with, and accessibility with wheelchairs, but it could be just a educational or clinical level of what they can participate in, or doing those accommodations or modifications so that they feel like they're a part of it, just like everybody else. Mm-hmm. Those that grow up around it, I did, and many that you'll speak with, I think it was a blessing to feel comfort and be comforted by knowing that you have that familiarity all through life.
Right.
When you don't know something, whether it's riding a horse or dealing with people, maybe it's someone with a different language, it can always be intimidating, and you kind of don't know how to approach something or how you will get beyond. Mm-hmm. So I think if it's looked at no differently than that, be welcoming of information, be welcoming of learning a little bit about somebody, and that usually helps get past that fear of who my neighbor might be or how do I interact with somebody? Who do I talk to?
Right.
Quite often when our folks will go up to a store and they're maybe out experience their life skills, mm-hmm. Buying something, interacting at a cash register, a cash register attendant might turn and talk to the person who's with them
or assisting them
instead of talking to the person. Mm-hmm. No differently than with a child or whatever. You really have to interrelate with everyone. And it's not as scary as it is. And it's actually extremely rewarding because they're so wonderful.
I think sometimes people just feel like they don't know if they're doing the right thing, if by speaking to them they're doing the right, it's almost like you just don't know what the right thing to do is. Like a faux, you don't want to do a faux pas.
Right. Well, but that's how we all learn. You drove improperly or you wrote something improperly. It's just sometimes you have to go through those steps. But our role is as much taking care and providing those programs and services for the individuals as being advocate and the storytellers of the community. So we want to be open. We want to help groups, whether it's an individual in a group or a group or a business, to be more comfortable with what that is. Mm-hmm. And the skill set that a lot of these individuals have, especially those on the autism spectrum, that can provide really amazing resources for a business. It's just getting an understanding of what that can be.
Yeah. One of the things that stuck with me that we spoke about the last time we were talking about your programs was how, it starts from a young age and you go on to, throughout their lives. But I like the fact that you recognize that there are individuals out there that may not have been in the program from the very beginning. They've been living with mom and dad all these years. Now mom and dad they're seniors, mm-hmm. or they're passing, they're going to pass on. And mm-hmm. these individuals have not been exposed to life and these life skills.
Right.
And your program is there to help with that as well.
Absolutely. So we have a lot of varying generations right now. And those that you just mentioned, parents may be in their 80s, the child may be in their 50s. And way back when, society wasn't welcoming and gracious and kind to an individual. And not just perhaps someone that might have Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. That family realized that their community might not have been as welcoming as they should have been. And chose to have them, stay at home, live at home, and kind of be a little bit more sheltered.
Right.
But all of a sudden, instead of growing through life and gaining personal skills and life skills, that person now may find themselves with aging parents, and those parents realize something's got to be in place for them. And now they're going to kind of be thrust into that next level of integration into community and such. So that's an older generation for the most part. But today we see a lot of young families having a diagnosis that may let them make early decisions.
Right.
And is really, I think, from what I see, a really important step for them to get that young individual to the most independent and self-reliant position that they can be. So transition, just like any child or young adult might experience of going to different schools, going out into living into the world, they will hopefully go through those same transitions at very similar or close to similar times. And providing them those skills and those reinforcements and support along the way is what hopes to get them to that natural transition in life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have these young parents that have their child, and they realize that they are in that situation, and it's nice to know that the information is out there, the awareness is being put out there, that there is a lot of community outreach, mm-hmm. so that people, young adults, having children, know they're not to say, oh, well, now what? Now they say, well, I know about this program, or people are talking about it. It's not a taboo.
It's still
at
a very
anymore.
Complex web, but
yes.
there's comfort in knowing that they're not alone, that
right.
there are other, there's more awareness of the breadth of this situation, and also there's a lot more resources, there's a lot more things in the media, especially with the age of technology, being able to find information,
right.
get answers. We all are, always searching to get a little bit more confirmation or information, and so it's wonderful for them that the breadth of information is out there,
mm-hmm.
but there's still a lot to be done.
Yeah. Well, we've got some exciting news that I'm sure we want to share. We're going to take a quick break. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
GEICO presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the GEICO Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Sussex County Community College starts their free outdoor concert series Thursdays on the Green, covering Broadway, Beatles, country, folk, and rock. Enjoy family festivals with vendors, giveaways, and much more, and bring a blanket or chairs. Performances begin at 6:30 p.m., and please also bring a non-perishable food item for the Horton Food Pantry. Feel lucky? Then take a chance on the weekly 50-50 raffle benefiting SCCC student scholarships. For more information, visit sussex.org/TOTG.
Orange County Tourism invites you to join in all the fun events and activities in the county, starting with Bridge Walkways, where both the Bear Mountain Bridge and the Newburgh Bridge have sheltered lanes for walkers. What a way to get a great view of the Hudson River. Through the month of August, peruse the history of medicine and the original documents across the centuries on treating the human body from the 1600s to present times. Free at the Carpelli's Manuscript Museum in Newburgh. For more info, visit rain.org. Through September 1st, make it a date night and grab the popcorn. Listen to live music at 6 p.m. and at 8 p.m. enjoy an outdoor movie at Vern Allen Park in Washingtonville. The Old Speakeasy is back again at the Orchard Hall Cider Mill in New Hampton Saturday evenings with live music and light bites from Chef Hubble starting at 5 p.m. Visit OrchardHillNYC.com. Remember Studio 54? Well, enjoy it again on the dance cruise and boogie the night away on the River Rose Cruise out of Newburgh on Front Street at 9 p.m. For a list of all the great events in Orange County, visit orangetourism.org.
This is Clark Howard.
Can your 401k and move the money to an insurance company or a full commission stock brokerage? Almost always, it's a strikeout for your future if you do that.
Clark Howard, weekdays from 1 till 3.
WTBK. And we're back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on this beautiful Friday afternoon, everybody, on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce, and I've been hanging out with Melissa McCoy, who's the Chief Advancement Officer for Ability First. And we were, before we went on break, we were talking about, you know, the need for the services that are provided and how it's provided throughout the generations and throughout the, you know, different age and stages and going through life. And the thing is, you guys have been mostly in one area, and now you're completely, you started like in Poughkeepsie, a little brick house in Poughkeepsie.
Exactly. So it did start in Poughkeepsie. It's pretty well known in the Dutchess County area, although we have been providing services and individuals coming to us from six different counties. But our physical locations with 33 properties, day programs, schools, residential, have all been primarily there until recently.
And so I'm getting excited. So you need to do this already.
Well, it's very exciting. Word is leaking out, and we're very, very pleased and appreciative to Dr. Mark Strauss and Ari Strauss for a recent gift of a building that will allow us to expand student resources in our school into the Orange County region in New Windsor.
Their
$3.2 million gift is that huge hurdle that sometimes delays that expansion because of the investment and the cost to do that. So they really have... they're really at the heart of how families are going to be able to have that educational program close to home, be a part of the education, because many of those children are now traveling that hour or so all the way up to Poughkeepsie. Mm-hmm. And so some of our existing children will have the opportunity to be closer to home. We have children from Port Jervis, down in the Warwick area, and the inquiries, once they are approved through their special ed departments in their school districts, is expanding and increasing greatly. So we have acquired the building, and it's in New Windsor on Windsor Highway. But in the short term of waiting for that renovation, so it's a state-of-the-art building, we wanted to get a program running up and going here. And we'll be opening at 340 Hudson Street in Cornwall on Hudson, starting in September.
Nice.
And listeners that may be out there looking for that option for their child age 5 to 21, we'll have the opportunity to reach out to our school, and we'll share some contact information later.
In the meantime, though, if there are people listening and they're interested, they can always call into the station because we're live.
Super.
So 845-651-1110 if you have a question for Melissa about the programs and what's coming to Orange County.
Right. So the program will serve individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities age 5 to 21. It is a New York State education program. So as I said, their special ed department would have identified the ability for them to go outside and look for a special school. The funds follow the child, just to give a little bit of information to everyone, so that the school district is funding the program for the child in our school, and then they provide the transportation. So transportation is provided just like they were going to their own school.
Okay, so that right there eliminates some of the guessing game and the worries that someone that's listening that says, you know, I really want that, but what do I have to do?
Right. So we're excited. Since the last time you and I had the chance to speak just a week ago, we are filling and receiving inquiries rapidly into the temporary location in Cornwall on Hudson, and have increased from the four classrooms that we had hoped to fill. We are moving already into five classrooms and potentially more. So anyone who does have interest or looking to have that resource close to home in their community or their county are advised to reach out and give us a call and see if they're resources are our resources are the right fit for them, and that they have those credentials that the school district would have identified.
That's fantastic. I mean, that is fantastic, wonderful. I mean, amazing news that this family, you know, had this facility. And how did it come about? How did you guys make that connection with the Strauss family?
Everything in the world of philanthropy and business development, such as about relationships. And it was through a relationship with Ari Strauss that he cut the opportunity to come and visit our school, and anybody who comes and visits the school will quickly be endeared to who these children are and what their needs are. And most people that come have never really been exposed to that concentration of need. So upon his visit, he said, "So what are your plans for the organization?" And very quickly shared that in the last year and a half, 2 years, we identified the need that was coming to us from the Orange County area, and that we needed to bring the school to them. Mm-hmm. And hence he said, what about a building? And he, really put himself out there immediately, wanting to see what he could do to make a difference in their lives. And here we are over a year later. It takes time, but that relationship and the heart that went behind that from mm-hmm. he and his father can never be replaced for what it'll do for these children.
Right, exactly. I mean, the impact that it's going to have on these individuals' lives, you have the opportunity now to not necessarily turn people away, but the thing is, the reality is, when the demand is so great, how do you fill all those demands?
And that's where we were. The school in LaGrange has an ability to support 116 students. We were at capacity, waiting list, and knowing that many of these children are traveling up to here. And so having a full building facility that could support that, there's a lot of financial evaluation to determine, can we make that big step?
Right.
This is clearly opened the gate and made opportunity available to these families and children. So it's I get goosebumps thinking about it.
That's
it's
amazing.
Just I can't wait for that first day in Cornwall, mm-hmm. and then certainly the ribbon cutting.
Yeah. I want to check it out.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit? I know I don't know if you know about the blueprint plans or anything, but can you tell us a little bit of what is going to be contained in that facility?
Sure, it'll be very similar to our facility in LaGrange, which we opened in December 2015. State of the art environment, smart board on the walls that go up and down so children can reach them wherever they may be. It allows spoken word. They can touch it. They can hear. If they don't see, they can hear. Maybe it's the rainforest and that's the subject of a lesson that day. If they can't hear, they can see the rainforest in action. Large screen that they are using. The space is spacious, so a lot of mobile chairs and such that allow them to move around. A sensory gym, which is a huge component for physical therapy and occupational therapy, as well as some sensory needs when a child needs to de-escalate.
Right.
They can be taken to an area that is more conducive and supportive to them and help to get them in a better place, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
So it will have small classrooms. Typically in our school, and I'll use a ratio of yesterday, we had 89 students at our school in LaGrange and 70 staff. So that ratio is pretty high, and that depends on the child or the mm-hmm. classroom. Most classrooms are 6 or 8 students. So it's a very conducive environment for them to be around their peers,
mm-hmm.
but also to receive that
personal attention.
Absolutely. Each child, it's about that child.
Right.
If they need to walk and it's time to exert a little bit of energy, they go around the classroom and they walk outside in the hallway or wherever it might be. It is a very fluid environment.
Right.
It is not go in the classroom and stay there. It is a really exceptional experience, and which we welcome anyone to come and visit and tour our existing facility in LaGrange. And anyone who does walk away from there is just a little bit in awe and really inspired by what these children wake up and the challenges that mm-hmm. they face each day and what they are looking to contribute, be a part of.
Mm-hmm.
And we are excited to offer some children that haven't had that opportunity.
And that environment, I like the combination of you still have social interaction because there's like 5, 6, or 7 students, mm-hmm. but you have that individualized attention.
Right.
So you get the best of both worlds, which mm-hmm. gives them, insight. I love the whole concept, the whole idea around it. And I know that it's a not-for-profit organization. Mm-hmm. So, when she's saying come out here and take a look, come out there and take a look, because if you're looking for something to donate towards,
yep.
This
your
this
time,
is,
treasures, or talents.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We on that note, here we are ready to move into New Windsor as soon as the building's done, and some local businesses in the area where I've been touching base with as I've been there, and they're welcoming. Bring the students here because the vocational opportunity for the older students to start to be in the community, adapt to the community they live in, not an hour away, is a wonderful, important part of their growth and development and interaction with their peers and community members. So businesses are certainly welcome to allow them to come visit, to come job shadow. That will be a big piece of our outreach to the community as we start to move into Orange County.
That's fabulous. And, you know, the fact that it's here, they don't have to travel, it's not that added strain, and I'm sure they're going to be looking forward to having something so close to them that they can have right here at home.
I happened to see the list this morning, 12 of the children already at least are just from the Newburgh area, mm-hmm. who have been traveling over an hour to go to their school, and then parents are working.
Right.
They don't have transportation.
It eases that burden from
they
the
now can be a part
too.
Of it,
and, yeah.
As it should be.
Right, that's excellent. So tell us a little bit. You told me on the break that you were doing a talk and you got some really good positive feedback.
Yes.
That's very important.
It is. I shared that with our executive team the next day. I was speaking at the College of New Rochelle for a class on communication and fundraising, and the participants in the AMPA program that were there we went around the room. I wanted to know who my audience was, and they were within the healthcare arena, whether working for county government, for Orange Regional Medical Center, or some other programs. And they couldn't have been more excited and sharing that with me that, wow, we're so excited you're coming. There's so much need in the community. Certainly there's many great programs, but they realize that there's not enough resources for the children as well as for the adult programs. And so that was a real affirmation that we're coming here, mm-hmm. Not just because we have the opportunity and we already have a connection, but the need for the other programs we intend to bring will be certainly there for those who need them.
Great. Well, we're going to take a little break. When we get back, we're going to give people some information on how to get involved. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hot Italian sausage burgers. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray, and this is Rach on the radio. These spicy burgers will make summer even hotter. Fresh Italian sausage patties with wine and garlic and tons of herbs and spices. And I just flipped them and you can see this crust on them, this caramelization of the sugars in the protein. That's what you get when you use a flat surface and you remember to add a little bit of baking soda to your sausage. We're gonna top these guys with lots of sharp provolone cheese. Then we're going to cook up some chopped broccoli rabe for the topping for the burger. And for the glue, up on top, hot or sweet, ground Italian pickled cherry pepper relish. For this recipe and more food tips, go to RachelRayShow.com. Monday, swordfish cutlets. From the kitchen table in New York City, I'm Rachel Ray.
Wait, your hair is lighter and brighter than it was the last time I saw you. Looks fabulous. What did you do?
I use John Frieda Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection. It amplifies your blonde and lets you go two shades lighter for bright, natural, sun-kissed blonde.
Wow, beauty secret revealed.
Let's just say hair talks.
With Sheer Blonde Go Blonder Collection, your hair talks. Keep it light. Only from John Frieda.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Hi, this is Peter Feller of A&T Healthcare, your one call for the finest in home healthcare. Tune in every Thursday at 10 a.m. to hear the latest news on everything health-related, because your health does matter right here on WTBQ Radio, worth listening to.
WTBQ Weather.
It will be partly sunny, very warm and humid this afternoon. We could see a scattered shower or storm in one or two spots. Be on the lookout, though, for a downpour if one does form. and a high in the mid-80s. Clouds increase tonight, a scattered shower or storm, especially towards morning, down near 70. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm early tomorrow, then mostly sunny by afternoon, low to mid-80s, and sunny and pleasant, about 80 on Sunday. In the WTBQ Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ken Elliott. WTBQ.
And thank you for staying with us on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTBQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And with me, I have the lovely Melissa McCoy, Chief Advancement Officer of Ability First. And we have been just talking about all kinds of wonderful, exciting things
for those who need it. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're still on the air. We're still live. So if you want to, you know, ask her a question, because I know there's going to be a tons of them, 845-651-1111. But we're going to answer them, some of them for them right now,
sure.
Because of course we want to let people know how they get involved. And, you know, it's a not-for-profit. If you want to donate, if you are looking for, do you offer internships?
Absolutely.
Are you looking to hire people?
Absolutely. Let's see.
So many
cover
things.
The whole gamut.
So many things.
Yeah. So community involvement is very important to any not-for-profit. Having those extra resources, people who can help do calling, volunteer to read stories in a classroom, maybe just help when they go on a field trip for adults or children to help push chairs, because you can't always have one-on-one when you need those extra resources. So lots of ways to get involved from that standpoint on a personal volunteer basis. We are always looking for community emerging leaders to be involved in our event planning, some of our events that we do for fundraising, or just for some community outreach and advocacy. It's not always just about the fundraising events. We have board involvement. Those are certainly all community members from the region that are on board as volunteers, unpaid volunteers. And internships is a really great one. We are an opportunity for, whether it's education, it's psychology, it's finances in our administrative areas. We, in my area, which covers marketing, communications, philanthropy, business development, and community initiatives, have a variety of ways that people can get involved. You could be a graphic artist and be a part of what we're doing, as much as wanting to learn more administrative or community advocacy or leadership in the community or fundraising. So any of the colleges or high schools that want to do some one-time visits or be a regular site for those opportunities, especially as we're growing into Orange County, we have now increased the opportunities for those students to do.
I know that SUNY Orange is they're really big on providing internship programs for their students.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Ability First, SUNY Orange, if you're listening, you know.
Please feel free to reach out to us. So the way anyone could reach out and learn a little bit, sometimes people like to do that in their own comfort of their home before they're making a call. They can reach out to us on our website at abilitiesfirstny.org. That is ABILITIESFIRST, and then just ny.org. So you can see many, many opportunities there, including we have a lot of open positions. And I think it's very exciting because our positions vary from professional all the way to those that may just have a high school degree but are looking to get into a really meaningful vocational opportunity. So I encourage everyone to go and look. And they can also go on Hudson Valley Help Wanted. In addition, they can call our main number and call and identify if they're calling for employment, to be a volunteer, to speak with someone about school or adult programs by calling 845-485-9803. And if they do want to reach our school specifically, which is presently in LaGrange, is 845-452-0774. But that main number on the website can hook them into a connection to any of our individual departments.
Well, I was in your website doing a little surfing and getting some information, and it is very user-friendly, and there is a lot of information there to just if you want to peruse and kind of learn more about the program. I know recently in May we had Hudson Valley Gives, and I know that Ability First was one of the not-for-profits listed under Hudson Valley Gives.
What I liked about that concept with Hudson Valley Gives is that you can have all these not-for-profits maybe that you may have heard of or not have heard of.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
And it provides a way to get connected to everybody, right?
Yeah, a private family fund that might be through the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan or through a large entity that you see more commonly out in community publications and such.
Mm-hmm. And so the fundraising, I know that is it's a great opportunity for you to assist in these types of programs.
It's very important for a lot of them. We have just finished, and it'll be announced within another week or so, a large gift that has us completing our playground campaign. So I'm kind of giving information out a little quick here, which is really exciting. We had a $200,000 campaign, which followed immediately after our school campaign. Mm-hmm. So we've been on the campaign trail for quite a while. But while the funds that come in are extremely important to the mission, when we have specific projects, we are very much focused, because of the always changing environment of our industry, to fundraising, to our endowment as we go forward, so that those spokes of our stool are extremely secure. Mm-hmm. So when all of a sudden a program is no longer in summer to happen in the next year, a program is no longer allowed to be part of your organizational structure.
Right.
When that leg goes away, we're still stable and standing strong. And anything that may come along that puts fiscal strain on an organization that functions at a even budget, at the end of the year, we can still maintain our stability and be there for the future, because we cannot go away when we have 1,400 individuals relying on us. But fundraising is also a really important piece for those that are making that gift.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a family that relies significantly for their child who has multiple disabilities, and our program is their future. Whether it's $5 or another level that they're comfortable or able to give, they feel that they can be a part of that. And that's the opportunity for us to allow them to be a partner in this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's at any level. It could be from a financial standpoint, but it also can be from just a volunteering, making calls, handing out a flyer, sharing a post on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many ways that families or the community can be supportive to this mission and many others in the mm-hmm. community.
Speaking of Facebook, I know you guys have a very active Facebook page.
Yeah.
And what other type? Do you have Instagram? Is that something that you
guys
are
working on that as I got here. We've had all those different areas that I represent. We are growing, and we've actually just are hopefully bringing on somebody that will take us in that direction. But we do have a lot that we handle. The website that thank you for being so kind, mentioning what a great resource it is. We actually are going to take it to the next generation, because we really want it to be for the person who's coming to us. And when they come to that portal, it'll be about children or adults.
Mm-hmm.
It'll have the acronyms explained. It'll take someone through this very very complex world and make it understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Because kind of quite often you're thrust into this,
mm-hmm.
just like anybody can be, and maybe a lot of other medical or health situations, and you need to get the information so you can make sense of it.
Right.
And that's how we're hoping to walk someone through that process.
That's great, because it's true. I mean, you get thrust into that situation, and you don't know what the right questions are to ask. You don't know if you're, who to ask, where to go, how to start. You know, it's just
if you go to a website and there's topics, and you're like, I don't know what topic I want. So if you're coming in, you're either looking for something for an adult, or you're looking for something for a child, and then we take you to the next step.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're excited that will be coming to fruition in the fall, and just tightening up that aspect of what we do.
That's great. Now, do you have any events that are coming up? Do you have, just tell us, galas, anything?
Sure. Well, we don't do your typical gala. We have a progressive nightclub event, which will be supporting the mission.
That sounds intriguing.
It is. It's common cocktails that transition to a kind of a pumped up nightclub atmosphere with Soul System performing. We have Chris Dare, a magician who performs. It's just a night to come, support the organization, but very much see and feel those that you're there for.
Mm-hmm.
Not through long program at all, but just you have to be there to mm-hmm. understand what I'm talking about. But it is a fun evening where people are continually together talking. They're not sitting at a table fixed, you know, where they can't mix and mingle. It's a progressive evening. So that is October 27th at Shadows on the Hudson.
Oh, nice.
In Poughkeepsie.
Nice location.
Yeah, it's a fun, and we're twisting it up for those who have come before. It's going to have a little bit of a different flair to it, so we always need to keep it fresh. Mm-hmm. But before that, on September 13th, we will be having a day at Monticello Motor Club. And that's an opportunity for individuals to experience something that, unless you're a member, you don't normally have the opportunity to. Mm-hmm. That will benefit our education campaign. We're adults that are growing in their independence and experiences want to have that experience for some education. So those funds will help pay for a class for them or maybe technical training, as well as some resources for our younger folks as well. So that will be Wednesday, September 13th. Again, they can contact me at 845-485-9803 for information. It's a fun day. I've done it. It's a really riveting experience and a great, great location. It's a great place to entertain clients, have yourself come, give it as a gift to somebody, and just come out and enjoy that day.
I'm like reaching over trying to read. So what is it? I see Tour de Force. I see, so what do they do at this motorcycle?
There's a variety of experiences. They're driving the race cars on the track. You know, think of a Le Mans kind of a track.
Okay.
They are doing karting, which is kind of taking it back to your kids, but it's a really high-powered karting system. Uh-huh. They will do some off-roading on some new vehicles that are there. BMW performance models will be some of the laps that they'll be doing. They'll get a chance to visit the high-end cars in the high-end garage. You've never seen a garage like this garage. And it's just a really unique day to do something different outside of the box.
I love that it says no experience required.
No, I didn't. I was driving over 100 miles an hour.
No way.
Yeah, it's a great experience.
That sounds so exciting. So okay, again, so they can call 845-485-9803 at extension 223 or email Melissa McCoy at abilitiesfirstny.org or follow their website at abilitiesfirstny.org. I'm sure there's going to be information on those two events that she mentioned on their website. I'm sure it's going to be on Facebook, and it's also going to be on the Chamber. I'll share whatever you have, and we'll
put
it on
our
Facebook and our website so that we can make sure we get it out to as many people out there so they can get involved and do something fun while they're doing it. So we're going to take a little break, and when we get back, we're going to give a little bit more information and we'll wrap it up. You're listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. We'll be right back.
So, doctor, what's up with my family?
Well, adrenal glands relaxed, goosebumps nowhere to be found, and heart rate so low, you guys should be asleep.
Oh, so what does this mean?
You and your family have an acute case of the meh.
The meh? That sounds terrible. What is it?
Your family is bored.
Well, what do we do?
Stop binge-watching TV and get everyone to Pocono Raceway. For a case like this, a weekend at Pocono Raceway will do.
Okay, Pocono Raceway.
For the whole family, I'm prescribing go-karts, monster energy stunt shows, and race cars topping 200 miles per hour.
So this will cure the meth?
Yep. You know, Pocono Raceway even has great camping options for fun family weekends, starting at $125.
Ooh, I feel goosebumps already.
Don't miss the return of the Verizon IndyCar Series with the ABC Supply 500 on August 20th. Tickets and race information at PoconoRaceway.com. For the love of racing!
Turn the pages back to another time at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Enter and you'll feel the comforting environment of what bookstores once were. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop is a place to come browse, feel, smell, and simply enjoy a good book. In the presence of a wealth of knowledge and stories, you're warmly invited to open the books that will transport you to other worlds and times. At Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, you'll find everything from new releases to rare old books. Whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, it's all there at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in the heart of the Village of Warwick. Call 544-7183. And remember, that great book you just read on your Kindle, you can't pass it along to family or a good friend. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, where pages really do turn.
Mountain Creek introduces Indiana Jones in your backyard. Tree Escape, their new aerial adventure park and ropes course. There are 10 unique rope courses that guarantee exhilarating outdoor adventures for children and adults. Bring the family, bring your friends, bring your coworkers and bond, or bring the love of your life. For more information, visit mountaincreek.com. In the meantime, check out Wacky Jackie's video update at treeescapemc.com. Now you're done with the rope adventure and want the thrill of a hole-in-one? Walk over to Mountain Creek's newly designed golf course, Great Gorge. Mountain Creek's delighted to offer three incredible George Fazio-designed nine-hole courses. Need golf goodies? Then head over to the Great Gorge Golf Shop, where you'll find classic men and women's apparel and accessories, as well as golf clubs and all those gotta-have things you never knew you needed. To learn more about Great Gorge's courses, the golf clubhouse and restaurant and bar, and other resort adventures, including the famous water park, head over to greatgorgemc.com or mountaincreek.com.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treeboiser.
And we're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard every Saturday morning at 11:30.
Each week we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world.
Radio Rotary.
Right here on WTBQ, radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
And we're back. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Orange County Chamber Business Wise, powered by WTVQ. This is Barbara Martinez, Director of Communications for the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And I've been hanging out with Melissa McCoy, Chief Advancement Officer's Ability First, on this beautiful Friday in the Village of Warwick. Thank you for hanging out with me today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a wonderful opportunity to share and to get to see you.
Oh, yay. So we covered so much about Ability First and all the exciting things that are happening and coming to Orange County for the programs that you guys are offering. And so we want to make sure that we emphasize that this is adults as well.
Absolutely. There's the children's services include ComHAP, some early intervention services, as well as throughout their, 3 to 21-year-old age. And then on the other side of for the children is the educational programs of preschool, UPK, and the school program. And then, as we said before, as those individuals transition to adulthood, they leave the New York State Ed world and transition to OPWDD, which provides their adult services through New York State. Those are extremely varied and are really established so that those varying interests and needs of individuals can be met. Mm-hmm. There's a huge focus right now, and there has been, and certainly at the forefront for us, on employment services for our adults to be able to go out and shadow, to work in group settings, to build the skills so that they can work toward meaningful employment, paid employment in the community. And that's not always a 40-hour work week. Sometimes that might be 1 or 2 days, because they also may have other programs that supplement the rest of their time. Day programs could be where it's a site-specific. Mm-hmm. The individual comes for the day and focuses on their individual needs and developmental programs in a community-type setting. Those, as well as our Without Walls program, mm-hmm. Are really focused on doing what is needed or what should be done within that setting, but to be out and about in the community as much as possible. Those are the skills that we certainly want to build and grow for them so that they can continue to increase their level of independence. So as soon as possible, community habilitation, our day habilitation Without Walls program will be established down in the New Windsor site, and will be the opportunity for somebody to come in the morning, not take their coat off, because they're going to be out and about in the community. And so what might that look like? It may be a few moments of establishing the morning routines, and then that group of, let's say, 5 or 6 individuals perhaps might go to Habitat for Humanity and do some volunteer work. They may go to Meals on Wheels, help fill bags, and then deliver them to folks' homes. It's whatever is necessary for the group or the individual, mm-hmm. to continue that progression toward independence, experience, and self-reliance.
It's a win-win when you look at it, because yeah. It's giving them the independence and the need of being fulfilled and being useful.
Just like we all do each day. Right. We want something meaningful in our day.
Exactly. Yeah. But they're also assisting those that need in the community.
They are some of the most selfless individuals and most tender-hearted. And usually in the vocational settings where an individual may go to a business and start to be working alongside coworkers, it is not untypical that we hear that the business and the employees that were there feel that they got more out of it than the individual, yeah, because it's such a wonderful experience to be a part of.
There are some posts like on Facebook that you'll watch videos of, you know, people that are working. Like there was one for like a coffee company. I'm not going to say the name of the company, but that he was like the best barista.
Yeah,
like,
I remember that one.
He was singing, he was, you know, putting it all together and making the best coffee, you know. They want to be part of the community.
Absolutely. And they are, as I said, I think they're some of the best, they are some of the best ambassadors. It's really about opportunity. It's about every business that might be out there listening this morning thinking, okay, so what can I do? Mm-hmm. How can I open that door? And if you are a small gift shop, maybe it's someone who carries a bag to somebody's car. Maybe it's somebody who opens the door for them. Maybe it's you're helping them to build their skills in organizing in the shelving, whether it's on display or in the stock room. Mm-hmm. There's always those jobs in a business, too, that no one gets to, that some of these individuals will be so focused and take ownership of, that we ask you to think about how you can open your doors and make those opportunities possible.
So tell us once again the name of the website, how do they get in contact, and Facebook. So you're on Facebook, and we'll give them your website one more time and your phone numbers.
Yes, they're both listed as Abilities First NY. So that's important. There's someone else out there who's stolen our name. But abilitiesfirstny.org is the website, which you can go to as one spot to get directed to many of those other things that we've talked about. The main number is 845-485-9803. And if you'd like to just talk to me directly, and I can certainly help you get to where your focus is, extension 223 in addition. And the same on our Facebook, abilitiesfirstny.org. And there is a plethora of information on there from things we're doing, celebrating our folks and putting them out there, as well as sharing advocacy, whether it be, you know, for nationally or state or local.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to make sure that we let everyone know that Abilities First is a proud member of the Orange County Chamber of Commerce. And Melissa actually sits on our board of directors. So this is how involved we are and connected we are with each other.
It's a great partnership. Again, it takes many different facets of our community to work together to move it along. Mm-hmm. And so we're appreciative of this opportunity for the folks we serve.
And it's wonderful to have you on the radio with me to talk about the programs that you're offering. I want to make sure I get some information out there to people, because of course I don't want my board of director to look at me and say, what happens to chamber business? So we have, don't forget everybody, it is August. And so that means that on Sunday, August 20th, if you've not heard about our brunch fest, I don't know where you have been, because we have been promoting this every single day. We want to make sure that people come out to our brunch fest. It's the very first one in the Hudson Valley here in Orange County. We are doing it at the Angry Orchards, which is located in Walden. And it's going to have live music, fun games. It's going to be a pancake eating contest. There's going to be a barber, manicures, a little bit of everything. So I joked with Aaron and said I was going to show up in my pajamas and I was just going to get manicured, my hair done, eat breakfast, and do all the stuff there, pedicure everything. It's going to be such a great event. So many things that you can do. There are different levels. There are VIP levels, which is $85. As a general admission, with $60. And designated driver level, which is $30. So you want more information on this, you have to go to our site at orangeny.com. If you want tickets, or ocbrunchfest.eventbrite.com. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram. All of the information is there. You don't want to miss it. The Borland House has signed on. Legoland. All kinds of sponsors.
Exciting.
It's going to be so much fun. So don't forget, people, August 20th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to go out on my member happenings again today at around 3 o'clock. So pay attention. We also have on Monday, September 25th, it's going to be our 19th annual Orange Open. And this year, we are swinging with Honor. Honor is helping others needing our resources, and they're located in Middletown. And they're also a not-for-profit organization that help people trying to get back on their feet. It's like a transition in life that I'm sure a lot of us have been through. And they provide a means for you to start over and get your things together, and they help you through your tough situation. So we as a chamber, they are a member, and we are helping, and we're getting there together with them to try to provide that for the community, helping them provide services that are important to our community. So I want to make sure everybody knows there are three levels of competition for this golf outing. It's going to be at the beautiful West Hills Country Club located in the town of Walk Hill. Again, it's going to be Monday, September 25th. So if you want more information on that, you need to contact Aaron Pasquale, who is our director of events at aaronp@orangeny.com. And if you like what you're hearing on this radio, you want to be my guest, come on the radio with me. Send me an email, barbaram@orangeny.com. Let me know that you want to be on the radio. First of all, you have to be a member. So be a member at the Orange County Chamber of Commerce and come on the radio with me. If you're listening to this, you should be here with me. Thank you so much, Melissa, for hanging out
with me
today. Thank
you for having me today and letting us tell our story.
Oh, absolutely. It's a wonderful story. I'm very excited for Abilities First, and I want to make sure that everybody learned more about it.
Thank you.
Thank you for hanging out with us here today on this beautiful Friday. You've been listening to Orange County Chamber Business Wise. I will see you next Friday. Friday, people. Have a nice weekend.